Welcome to the Conference Realignment Bros. I am Michael Newman.
And I'm Ryan Newman.
All right,
and
well,
maybe we get a little brother realignment here, Mike. Maybe we can just
a little brother divorce. Yeah, we can talk about that after the pod.
I
wouldn't mind that. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So anyway, the SEC has unanimously voted to extend an invitation to Oklahoma and Texas to join the SEC. So that ship appears to have sailed for the Big 12. In this episode, we're going to consider the option that the Big 12 schools get consumed by other conferences. And Ryan, you've thought a lot about this. You have assigned each of the schools, the remaining eight, to different conferences, the irate eight. So I'm ready to say that your ideas are stupid.
So, be ready. Okay. Before I talk about these eight remaining teams, though, are you a little surprised that A&M, because when we talked about this before, like, we were kind of thinking A&M was like not going to want Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC. Like, you'd think they would have voted no, but did they just think like, okay, we know everybody else is going to vote yes, so it looks so bad for us if we voted no?
Yeah, I think for the purpose of you know posterity and moving forward, you don't want to be the one school that wasn't lockstep with the rest of the SEC. It just creates bad blood.
Especially when you're kind of new, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep,
exactly. I don't really want them there, but I don't think they had a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so these eight teams, I tried to weigh what the teams would obviously want, but then also the conferences, like some of the big conferences, Big Ten, Pac-12, what they would need. Maybe they're like, hey, we don't really feel the need to extend an invitation to some of these remaining eight teams. So this is ultimately what I came up with.
Okay.
I had two teams heading to the Mountain West, and I had Kansas State and Iowa State heading to the Mountain West. I think those are the two lowest of the eight as far as draw. They just don't bring a lot to the table. I know Iowa State's good this year and they have been last year, but that's a rarity. Of course, this is the best they've ever been at this time, and neither program offers a whole lot, football or basketball. So those go there. Pac-12 is going to get two teams. I have TCU and Oklahoma State. I think that would make for a kind of a nice pairing, at least for the Pac-12. They all have pairings there, so those would be a pair.
Yeah, I think there's a question of culture, you know, with those two schools and whether they fit into the Pac-12, and you know, of course, those elitists out west in California. Yeah. But so I question that a little bit, but it's possible if the Pac-12 decides it wants to be more relevant in the Midwest and kind of not be so isolated out west, then it's not impossible.
You know, yeah, I think maybe to increase their footing a little bit, but so that would put the Pac-12 at 14 teams. That would also put the Mountain West at 14 teams. Then I have the AAC. I think they would take three. I got Texas Tech, Baylor, and I have Kansas also going there. So that would make 14 teams for the AAC. And Kansas, of course, it really hurts them that their football team is just the worst Power 5 football program. Obviously, basketball is a big draw, but I don't know if it's a big enough draw for like a Big Ten school to say, hey, let's go and grab them. If Big Ten goes for one, I feel like they have to go for two. And who's the second one they go after? Would it be Iowa State? It's like, what does Iowa State bring? So I'm not seeing the Big Ten taking that.
Okay. Well, that would be great for basketball for that.
Yes. Baylor, national title just this past year. Kansas, perennial. Texas Tech's been good lately, but.
Yeah. And potentially in order to lure some of these schools, because the AAC is in survival mode right now, too, because they could get poached by.
Yeah, it could be the other
Big 12.
Way.
Yeah, it could be the other way. There could be some sort of merger. Who knows? But if you're the AAC trying to survive, maybe you offer an increased share to some of those Big 12 schools.
Well, and we can kind of touch on it right now, though, is the ESPN factor. We've been kind of hearing about how ESPN's kind of supposedly maybe in. Encouraging some of the Big 12 schools maybe to leave and go towards the AAC and might get the ESPN a little out of the deal of the Big 12, their contract. Right. So that's kind of a little bit of, I haven't really seen ESPN involved in conference realignment before. So this is kind of uncharted territory here. But anywho, the last team was West Virginia, and I think they're a good fit for the ACC. That would put the ACC at 15, which is an odd number, but maybe the ACC either just stays at 15 or maybe they somehow convince Notre Dame eventually to be a full conference member. But that's kind of how I see it playing out. I mean, that's odds of it going like that are what, 1 in 100 maybe, but
yeah,
anything hey, that's what I'm going with
is likely to be wrong, but
it's fun to talk about. It's fun to think about. Like, hey,
it is West Virginia. They're one of the better brands, of course, of this remaining eight, if not the best.
I'd say they're the highest. Them and Oklahoma State, in my eyes, are.
TCU's pretty good too, but
it's true. TCU's pretty good,
but West Virginia. I wonder with the ACC again, like, is West Virginia good enough though to just add them? Like, you're having to split the pie of the ACC. Yeah. Revenue with one more school. Are they really adding that much more value? Maybe they are, but obviously Notre Dame is one that you would happily add with them, but I don't see Notre Dame joining a conference anytime soon. So
yeah, it just seems like there's got to be some movement, you know. I just don't see it staying the way it is, right? So even though I agree that it maybe won't add a ton, it is a stable, good program in both football and basketball, good fan base. So that they make a good fit.
Yeah, there'd be some good rivalries between, of course,
Pitt.
Bring back the backyard brawl.
That'd be great.
Louisville.
Geographically, it makes sense. So
okay, all right. So there you have it. I think those were some interesting choices. Let us know in the comments below what you think. This is our just episode one of two episodes about conference realignment, because in the next episode, I'm going to make the case that the Big 12. Does not eventually dissolve, but rather survives, stays together, and instead poaches from elsewhere. So be sure to subscribe to our feed if you haven't already, so you get that episode, and we will see you soon.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.